Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Because we were facing an imminent threat, a dual existential threat. One, the threat of Iran rushing to weaponize their enriched uranium to make atomic bombs with a specific and declared intent to destroy us. Second, a rush to increase their ballistic missile arsenal.
Yeah, of course, that is Benjamin Netanyahu talking about what's going on in Israel, the threat that the imminent threat that faced Israel if they had succeeded. And how do you wait any longer when you see that the clear delay tactics on the part of these mullahs to not reach a peace deal until they knew they had enriched enough uranium to make a bomb. It just seems so obvious what they were doing. We got Ashley Smith-Thomas on the phone, political strategist, founder and CEO of the Freedom Fund USA. Ashley, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
I've heard a lot of reports on this, and you know, I can't imagine with an ally like Israel that we weren't given a heads up this was about to happen. Clearly, we pulled key personnel or non-essential personnel from some of our foreign embassies prior to this attack happening. What's your take on that?
Well, that's such a great question. I mean, first, that was a big key indicator when the U.S. made that decision to pull personnel in key strategic areas in the Middle East from their embassies and consulates. I believe that was on Wednesday when that happened. And then on Thursday, Israel strikes Iran. You look at what all transpired, and on Thursday, President Trump told Fox News Channel's chief political anchor, Brett Baer, that he was aware that Israel was going to conduct preemptive strikes on Iran before they happened, but reiterated that the U.S. was not involved militarily and hoped Iran would return to the negotiating table. On Sunday, it was scheduled originally that U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and his team would continue the negotiations with their Iranian counterparts in Oman. However, that did not happen because according to Oman news agencies and Iranian state media, they reported that the talks have been suspended indefinitely and that Iran no longer plans to engage in nuclear talks with the U.S. after Israel launched their airstrikes Thursday. So It's going to be interesting to just see what happens here in the coming days. Clearly, over the weekend, there were still strikes occurring both from Iran and Israel. President Trump still believes that a negotiation and a deal can be made. And so, again, it's going to be interesting to see what happens here in the coming days. And the real question comes down to, and people are concerned if the U.S. is going to be pulled into a war and what will transpire there. So, again, time will tell, especially with this being a very fluid situation.
I would agree. You know, I mean, the thing I like to go back and consider sometimes what might have happened. I mean, these leaders in Iran must have been saying a prayer to whoever they pray to, Allah, whoever it is, that Joe Biden got elected president and was an absent president for 4 years. Because if he had gotten reelected, heaven forbid, or Kamala Harris, I don't think Israel would have had the backing of the U.S. to do what they did. And Lord knows what the consequences of that might have been, Ashley.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I completely agree with you 100%. And, watching this conflict, I just thank God that truly President Trump is our president right now, and that Joe Biden or Kamala Harris, that they didn't even win the election, because under their leadership, Iran would have full nuclear capabilities. And I would not be surprised if we would have seen a launch of a nuclear war on Israel within the next year, especially when you have Iran continuing to chant death to Israel and death to America. They're not interested, in my opinion, in truly having a peace deal. And I think that is why we saw with President Trump, they were giving him the runaround. He put them on a 60-day notice to make a deal. On the 61st day is when they were struck by Israel. And so they still have yet to make a deal because they have no intentions of making a deal. And so I think that is why, again, I'm just so grateful that we have President Trump as our president right now. And you could tell that he's a strategist, and he will admit that he's a student of Sun Tzu in the sense of art of war. And so I have no doubt that he has other plans and strategies up his sleeve on to try and get Iran to the negotiating table and make a deal here. However, at the same time, Israel has the right to defend itself. And I know that the U.S. is a strong ally of Israel. And President Trump has put Iran on notice that if they hurt any American and any U.S. personnel over in the Middle East, that there will be consequences. There's also been reports indicated that Israel has no intent on a ceasefire and having any type of peace deal conversations with Iran, because they're there to fulfill their objective, which their objective is to destroy Iran's right. nuclear program. So, again, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. But part of me is like, about time. Yeah. About time that Iran is held accountable.
There's been a lot of talk and weak deals by Obama and then Biden trying to go back to that. It's been pathetic how they've let Iran walk all over them from our left-leaning political leaders over the years. Go to cut six. I want to get Ashley's reaction to what Lindsey Graham said yesterday.
The worst possible outcome for the world is for the Iranian nuclear program to survive after all this. How do you destroy their program? Through diplomacy? I prefer that. Or through military action? If diplomacy is not successful and we left with the option of force, I would urge President Trump to go all in to make sure that when this operation is over, there's nothing left standing in Iran regarding their nuclear program.
A lot of conservatives are going to take issue with Lindsey Graham on this because they've already accused him of being a war hawk and just wanting the U.S. to get involved in more foreign wars. The interesting aspect of what he said is you would have to assume Israel's going to fail because the bombing has already started. I think you're right. The diplomatic side of it is over with. The bombing's already started. Do you see American forces involved in this, Ashley?
That's such a great question. There have been reports that indicated that where the nuclear facility is, it's in deep underground bunkers, and it's also tied to a side of a mountain. And Israel does not have the missile capability to penetrate that underground bunker, but the U.S. does. And so that is where then the question comes down to, is the U.S. going to get involved? President Trump was very adamant over the weekend. He didn't rule out that the U.S. would not get involved, but right now we're not involved militarily, but he would consider it. He's looking at all of his mm-hmm. options. I think that to Senator Graham's point, the fact that this started, the fact that this is moving forward, let's just get it done and be done with. And I think that this would test Secretary Hegseth. I think this would also test President Trump's leadership. But I also know, too, Secretary Hegseth had made it very clear when he went through his confirmation hearing, he's not interested in nation building. It's let's go, let's attack the enemy, let's win, let's get out. And I think that is a really good strategy should the U.S. decide to intervene and get involved here. And I think the reason why Senator Graham is pushing this direction. To your point, conservatives are thinking he's a war hawk. But in this regard, I completely agree with him in that Iran needs to be held accountable. It is about time. I do not believe for one moment the Iranian government when they say that they don't have a nuclear program. I fully believe that they do. And that is why they're rushing to hurry up and finish the enrichment of their uranium. It was a bad deal with the Obama admin, with the JCPOA. No one was holding them accountable. And then you have billions of dollars from the U.S. going to Iran under the Biden administration.
Right.
And here's the thing, too. You look at Iran, they're the world's number one sponsor of global terrorism, mm-hmm. while their own people suffer at the hands of the extremist government. Again, it's about time that they're held accountable. And I think what Israel is doing is not only defending itself, but is also holding Iran accountable. So it's going to be interesting to see how the U.S. responds. I would not be surprised to see the U.S. get involved. That would not shock me. But I think, you know, if it's under the guise of what Secretary Hegseth had talked about in his confirmation of hearings of get in, get out, then I believe we can expect that coming from the United States.
Ashley Smith-Thomas, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Good to get her on here. All food for thought. I just hope there's not some sort of false flag operation just to draw the U.S. into this, like a bomb going off at a U.S. embassy or something like that. To enrage Americans and try to get fire in their belly to get involved. This, we need to do this with much forethought before we commit any U.S. forces to any of this. That doesn't mean I don't want us to give Israel one of those bunker buster bombs that they might need to blow that mountain up in Israel, because they buried their key enrichment factory, as she mentioned it, their program, under a huge mountain. And getting to it is not going to be easy. But hopefully we can give them what they need to get that taken care of. It'd be my take on it for sure. All right, let's get to a quick break here. We got Scott on the Spot coming up next hour. Jonathan Savage live from Israel. the latest on overnight attacks over there. Jeff Manasso on those protests that took place around the country. What do they call that? The No One Cares? No, No Kings, wasn't it? Oh, that was it. All right, we'll get to all that for you coming up. Stick around.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.